July 3rd, 2013. 21-year-old Northern Cheyenne member Hannah Harris left her baby with her mom and went out. Hours later, she still hadn't come back to breastfeed her child. The police investigation was slow to start a search, and the family was forced to rely on word of mouth and social media. Still, it was 5 days before Harris was found, brutally beaten and raped, her body thrown in a ditch. Such stories are not rare in tribal communities. Native women are 10 times more likely to be murdered than the national average, according to a Department of Justice report. That's why the U.S. Senate recently passed a resolution recognizing May 5th as the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards spoke with Carmen O'Leary, director of the Native Women's Society of the Great Plains, about her group's efforts to stop the violence.
May 5th is Hannah's birthday, and there is going to be multiple activities going on around that to begin bringing recognition to the need for awareness and to increase the response across our agencies and the tribal level. For Native Women's Society, we are supporting two of those activities. One will be at Pine Ridge, where a group of women have gotten together and they've identified 20 women who have been missing or have been murdered over the years, and they are going to be doing an awareness activity and a walk around that. And at Lame Deer, Hannah's mother has spearheaded a walk in recognition of May 5th as the Day of Awareness for Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women.
Yeah, and is there an awareness of how severe this issue is? I mean, maybe you could talk just a little bit about what some of those statistics are for people who don't know.
Right, and there aren't statistics because so often there is no data. You know, if the cause of death is put down as exposure, or there's no known cause of death because a body was found too late, then there is no statistics on that. Vicki Eagleman was like one of the first walks that I was able to go on, and that's been 10 years ago. And it was at Lower Brule where she didn't come home. Her mother reported her and reported her. 30 days after her missing date, there was a search and she was found, and she had been murdered. And to this day, to my knowledge, that is one that has not been solved. And every tribe has these stories where there's been a body found in unexplainable circumstances and, you know, was put up to natural causes or exposure. You know, if you find a young woman hiding and freezing to death under a trailer, that's not natural. You know, what was she hiding from? Why? How did she end up under that trailer? Things that don't get answered by a full-blown investigation, I think. The women that got together and want to start something at Pine Ridge, it was a small group of women, and within their circle, they could identify 20 women. 20 women in one tribe. That's way too many women. There was no response.
You know, I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what is it that is maybe behind some of the cause of this epidemic for Native women to be victimized in this way.
The causes there, you know, are many. In our own tribal lands, I think we can talk about historical trauma. We can talk about the lack of resources, you know, foster care, boarding schools, all of those experiences that have come down through the generations that cause a lot of violence. But in the greater areas, I think that there's still this lack of respect for Native women, you know, because in the urban areas, they don't seem to get a better response than we do in our own tribal nations. Right now, we have 22 programs that serve Native women, and what we want to do there, and we've begun talking about it, is to role model for other agencies that if a family reports somebody missing and our programs, the advocates find that out, that they do a response, that they reach out to that family to let them know that they're not alone. help them start gathering resources to make sure there's an investigation, to make sure that there's a search.
Yeah. And I understand that you have also been taking advantage of how the media and social media can help in these kind of cases to find women more quickly.
Yeah. Amanda Takes War Bonnet is our media specialist, and she has built a page on Facebook. And specifically, if we come across anything about Native women who are missing, we post it there. There's so many things that this could build out to in helping families find loved ones.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about the traveling display of miniature dresses?
Well, we've just gotten that started this last year, and we want to proceed with that respectfully. Our goal is to have a dress for each tribe in our coalition. Right now, we've only got two. One is Emily Bluebird from the Oglala Sioux tribe and her story. And the second one we have done now is Hannah's. But what we want to do for each of our member tribes is to have a poster series of those dresses so that they can all be displayed and to build that awareness and to let those families know that their loved ones are being remembered.
We've been speaking with Carmen O'Leary from the Native Women's Society of the Great Plains. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.